What happens to suspected illegal immigrants once they go before immigration courts? Well, it seems even the courts themselves aren't too sure. A new report by the Justice Department Inspector General suggests the office running those courts doesn't have a handle on the situation. Its record-keeping is pretty much a mess. Inspector General Michael Horowitz joins us now. Mr. Horowitz, great to have you on.
Good to be on again. Thank you.
All right, so your report suggests that the Executive Office for Immigration Review, that's the office that runs the immigration courts, can't say how long it takes them to complete cases. What's going on?
Well, the problem is the way they count their data and report their data, including to Congress in their annual reports. They've set for example, a completion goal in detained alien cases of 60 days from start to finish. But what happens occasionally is administrative events, such as a change of courthouse, causes the case to go from one court to the other. But if the first court reaches a decision within 60 days, the immigration courts count that as a success and a completion, when in fact all they've done is moved it to another court to start the clock running again. So when we looked at the data, we found that about a quarter of the cases that we looked at had those kind of administrative events, and it was difficult for us, in fact, we couldn't figure out whether the immigration courts were meeting their completion goals because they were essentially double-counting cases, both closings and openings.
And just clarify briefly, a detained alien, can that be someone who is an illegal who's detained or also someone with a green card who is detained?
No, we're talking here about illegal aliens and cases where aliens are detained. We looked at actually both detained and non-detained aliens, but these are individuals who the Department of Homeland Security has charged and has put into the immigration system, court system.
Now, you just talked about how it's hard to know the numbers about this, but I'm going to ask you a numbers question.
Yep.
Approximately how many detainees are we talking about here that possibly go through this court system?
Well, there are numerous detainees. We have over 300,000 cases reported by the immigration courts that are ongoing. The problem is we can't figure out whether those are double counted or not in some instances. So it's hard to get an accurate count on exactly how many cases they have going through the system, and that's the problem. The other part of the report I think that was significant is that we found that they're not able to keep up with the volume of work, double counting or not. We're seeing over the last 5 years an increasing number of cases, and even with additional judges, the number of cases that are closed, that are resolved one way or the other, is not keeping up with the number of cases coming in the door.
So it sounds like this is far more than just sort of an administrative problem, but actually could have greater implications for the Justice Department's mission in terms of being able to fairly quickly give people their day in court and then send them on their way either in the United States or deported back home. Is that right?
Yes, and that's what concerns us. In any situation where you have legal proceedings, the old adage, justice delayed is justice denied, that goes for both ways. If there are aliens in the system who should not have been charged, they need to get their day in court, and that needs to be resolved fairly and quickly. And on the other hand, if individuals who shouldn't be in this country are in this country, those cases need to be resolved quickly. And that's one of the concerns here.
We're speaking with Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General at the Justice Department. And what's the cause of all this? Do they not have enough people? Are there management shortcomings, too many contractors, not enough contractors? How did they get into this position?
First they're seeing this increasing number of cases coming into the system from the Department of Homeland Security, which is responsible for bringing the charges. So they don't have control over the number of cases coming in. They're getting these cases, and it was, again, it's difficult for us, given the way they count the data, which we found was not accurate, to figure out precisely where the problem is. And that was, in fact, one of our recommendations, which is if you're going to try and address a problem like this in the first instance, you got to have the data that allows you to figure out where your problem is, where are the pressure points in the system. And that was the difficulty we had and the concern we had. But it's clear, it appears, that they've got to figure out how to either better manage the resources they have or, in a tight budget environment, figure out if they can get more resources to to process these cases.
I know in your past life you've been in trial, you've been before courts. Is this any worse than what lawyers would say is kind of the judges kind of trying to get things off of their dockets? Because also all courts all over the country have a lot of cases and they're eager to just kind of move them off. Is this any worse than that?
Well, the problem here is that you have in situations where people are detained, of course, we have people sitting in jail. If they shouldn't be in the system, they don't deserve to be sitting in jail. If they should be deported, they should be deported. And, of course, there's an expense and a cost that goes with having people in jail to the federal government and to the system as a whole. For those who aren't detained, you know, we have this problem where we have the average time we found is about 17 and a half months for a case, but some of them last for 5 years. And again, you've got folks in a system that shouldn't be in the system. That should be resolved. If they should be deported, that should be resolved also. And I guess I would analogize this from my criminal background to criminal cases where in the federal courts, excuse me, you have a Speedy Trial Act and you have a management system in place that judges recognize in criminal cases the importance of moving criminal cases along because of the significance in the criminal charge. And again, I think there's a significance here to what's going on in the immigration courts that make it different from, say, civil litigation or other areas where we hear about concerns about backlogged courts.
So it sounds like they need to do some triage here on their cases. You can't control what Homeland Security does. What are your recommendations for what the courts do with injustice?
Well, one of the things, as I said, they first have to do is come up with data that's accurate so they can figure out where the pressure points are in the system that need to be corrected. Another area where we found they needed to look at and address were continuances. We found many cases ended up with a significant number of continuances by courts, and it was unclear to us whether those were legitimate or whether those were simply overwhelmed courts, for example, just having to manage their docket through continuances, or whether it was some other problem. And again, if you're going to manage a docket system, you've got to understand who's handling them the most efficiently, which judges are handling them the best way, understand what those best practices are, and try and manage your whole system to that level.
In flipping through your report, I saw some instances where it seemed like the courts had just kind of given, or the office rather, had given up on mandating that courts process certain cases by a specific time. So does the office recognize that it has this problem, or does this report come as a bit of a surprise to them?
I think, to be fair, they recognize the issue when they're putting together a group. It was our understanding to address some of these issues. And the example you cited is an important one. The agency, the Executive Office for Immigration Courts, we think fairly recognized that when detained alien cases were a priority, and so they've tried to move those and put completion goals in place for judges. But at the same time, they eliminated the completion goals that you mentioned for non-detained aliens. Well, that's about 46%, or roughly half their cases. And so there are no completion goals for judges in those instances. And our belief is that even if detained cases are priorities, you still should have completion goals in other areas. That doesn't mean you simply wipe away the goals. You might change them, you might alter them, but you need goals.
And I know that you are specifically looking and making recommendations for this office, but just in your opinion, should this be something that, say, the Justice Department as a whole or even political leaders need to get involved in, considering that immigration and this system is such a big issue?
Well, it's critically important that the immigration courts move fairly and efficiently. There are thousands and thousands of people who are in this system, and they deserve a fair hearing and a prompt hearing, and The public deserves a fair hearing and a prompt hearing for these cases to make sure they're managed in the right way. So I think it's important upon the leadership of the department. I know members of Congress are interested in this issue, and this focuses on one piece of the immigration issue, but it's an important one, which is how justice and how the Justice Department handles the system.
Michael Horowitz is the Inspector General of the Justice Department. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here again.